There you go. That's Paul Brady and Crazy Dreams. And in front of me now, I have Terry Wogan from the Dublin City Libraries. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Thank you very much.
I just asked you, is that your real name? I'm sure you must get lots of stick over that, do you?
Just a bit over the years.
Now, I see you have the mobile library here today, and which is a great feature of the Dublin City Libraries. When did that come about?
In terms of the actual service, I mean, we find today was a great opportunity to actually kind of promote our kind of branch network. And I mean, we libraries see ourselves being very much part of the community. And I mean, what better way today in terms of reaching out to, you know, this is a real kind of community event. I mean, when you have to walk around the park here today and the place is absolutely kind of buzzing. So we very much want to be kind of part of that. Mm-hmm. So we brought along our kind of our library mobile van, and then are actually kind of, we have a tent then as well. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, we want to promote, you know, the services in terms of how to become a member on one hand, and then the actual various activities and events that are happening in all our branches. And this is an ideal opportunity to kind of reach out to people. Maybe they're, you know, they haven't become members before, maybe their memberships have kind of lapsed, and this is a way of kind of reacquainting or renewing their membership. And it's a wonderful opportunity to promote our kind of our services.
Okay. Now, if you're not, a lot of people don't read very much. If you're not an avid reader and you're sort of used to all the technology, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there saying the libraries now must be nearly extinct. But it's actually gone the opposite now. I mean, there was a bit of a lull. But I think, like, cinema and TV, they thought cinema was going to go because of TV. But there's a big upsurge in people using libraries again.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's kind of a real renewal, kind of resurgence, as you kind of say, in terms of the last kind of couple of years. I suppose at the kind of the health, you know, at the height of the kind of Celtic Tiger times, mm-hmm. people were maybe kind of buying their own kind of books, or they're kind of, you know, they're doing other things. Maybe more in terms of what libraries are all about, in terms of free access to information, education, entertainment, and people actually kind of see, you know, one of the, you know, the downsides, unfortunately, of, you know, the kind of the, you know, the economy maybe not doing so well in the last few years. People are kind of looking for extra ways to kind of upskill, find extra information in terms of, you know, kind of careers information. So right across the kind of branch network, as well as actually having our kind of traditional kind of branch library services, we have specialist information, like say the Business Information Library, in Music Library, Dublin City Library and Archives. And people have actually been kind of more and more actually kind of using those services maybe to kind of upskill, mm-hmm. And improve their chances of getting back into kind of, you know, the employment kind of market. And I think, you know, there's been greater emphasis in terms of kind of children's kind of services. So I mean, more and more this kind of partnership between libraries and kind of schools. And, you know, we've kind of put great kind of efforts and resources into kind of building kind of a dedicated kind of program events. And as a result of that, you know, footfall has kind of increased. Mm-hmm. Children are going home then saying, you know, tell mammy and daddy, we've had a wonderful time there in the library. You know, we went to visit an author, we went to, you know, do a kind of attend a kind of a dance workshop with our school. They're going home telling their parents, and then, you know, can we join up the library? Can we go with the weekend? Mm-hmm. Through that, naturally, kind of families are kind of coming in, joining up. And with the results then, there's, you know, very much so, very real kind of tangible evidence over the last few years that libraries are actually experiencing a resurgence.
I suppose over the past 15 years as well, with the J.K. Rowling and The Hobbit and all that, that's given an extra interest to children. If they haven't never read before, once they see the movie, it gives them their interest.
Absolutely. I mean, any kind of tie-in at all of that in terms of, you know, if when a book becomes popular, it goes from kind of film. And then you've kind of, you know, celebrities like, say, David Walliams, who, you know, who people can know from, say, the TV, and then he's been a fantastic successful children's writer in the last few years. Okay. And that kind of creates kind of extra interest then as well, whatever. So I mean, with the kind of extra kind of events and, you know, activities that we're actually kind of holding, again, that's all kind of, you know, to, in a way of kind of introducing people to the service that we actually can have. And then once we're actually, you know, when they're physically, as it were, in the building, then they can actually see the library kind of coming alive for them.
I think people also as well are taking on that the library and actual reading and reading books, it's more than just entertainment, it's educational, because there was a lot of problem there with literacy services and being overrun by people because they'd gotten used to maybe the way of life and the social media, it being done for them and not thinking too much about it. So that's part of the reason as well, I suppose, in the resurgence of interest.
Yes, I mean, you know, one of the greatest gifts, you know, that any kind of child would have is the ability to kind of read. I mean, you know, and even at the kind of, you know, the physical sensory in terms of just touching and kind of getting used to actually physically handling a book, mm-hmm. and then progressing to actually kind of read and then expanding the kind of vocabulary. That kind of skill and that ability to kind of read, you know, not so much in terms of, for reading purposes, but just in terms of as they go on in kind of school, it just helps them, in, you know, to get on better in kind of school, to make more access, you know, it opens up more opportunities in terms of education. you know, in terms of, you know, when you're kind of travelling abroad, all that kind of ability just from simply being able to kind of read and the whole, you know, if good literacy skills in every kind of, everything that we kind of do in our kind of day-to-day working life, you know, for simply kind of hopping on a bus into town or to order a taxi, all of that basic literacy skills, and if in any way the kind of libraries can kind of play their role in that.
Yeah, they seem to have survived all the threats with the iPods or maybe listening to books. I mean, when I heard of that, I said, no, I want to physically hold a book. I don't want someone to tell me a story. But you've mastered all of those and overcome all those threats to the fair extent.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be very kind of positive. I know kind of people, you know, a lot of kind of media, you know, in terms of the publishing kind of world or certain, you know, maybe not physical books, but I mean, that creates kind of opportunities. I mean, you know, who would have thought, you know, the mobile phone would be kind of so dominant, you know, 15, say 20 years ago. Now we simply, you know, people are now taking, you know, you go to your football match tomorrow in Crump when the teams run out, and people will be not just on their phone, but they'll be actually taking photos with their phone. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, technology kind of changes. I mean, one of the things about libraries is that we, you know, we've had to always over the years kind of adapt to kind of changing markets, and that's been a real kind of strength. And we would always be kind of at the forefront, not just, you know, in terms of reacting, but actually kind of driving kind of change then as well, being mm-hmm. kind of leaders in terms of, you know, in terms of literacy and kind of, you know, for people to kind of enjoy. You know, we always kind of emphasize that the library is very much a kind of a public space. All our services are free, they're accessible to for everyone, whatever, and you know, there really is something for everyone, and we will be very kind of optimistic about our kind of future.
Yeah. Now, you have people coming in, you have the technology side maybe on one side and then the old fashioned on the other. Which do they veer for? Is it 50-50 or what way does it work that way?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could kind
you
of break
from one to the
you
other?
Can kind of break it down. I mean, that's the great thing about it. I mean, people will actually kind of come in. You would often find that people kind of come in and say, I'm not a member. Is there any chance I could use the internet, whatever? And then simply, you know, we would kind of issue them with a membership card and they go and use their internet. And then suddenly they have a little kind of walk around the library, and then suddenly, oh gosh, yeah, no, sure, I'm going on my holidays there in a few weeks. I can pick up a travel guide there now. Or they pick up a little kind of leaflet information desk on the way out. And then suddenly from having one kind of dimensional view in terms of, you know, what they kind of came in for, then suddenly the actual service kind of opens out. So depending on the nature of their visit, but you will actually find that certainly in terms of our reading, you know, our issue figures in terms of actually lending and borrowing books, those figures have actually increased quite dramatically in the last 2 or 3 years.
We started off talking about the mobile library, and it's here at the Rose Festival. You're here tomorrow as well, obviously.
Yes, absolutely.
But you go out into the suburbs. I mean, you bring the library to the people as well. What areas do you go into, or do you just change around in different places at different times?
There is a particular kind of timetable in kind of place now, whatever, and obviously we try and kind of cover, give as much coverage to all the various areas in terms around the city. So we have stops, you know, it can be Artane, it can be Bonnybrook, in terms on the north side, you know, we can kind of go to Bluebell, and just a more recent kind of feature in the last few years, the mobile vans in terms of would typically stop outside maybe where the shopping centre or mm-hmm. in terms of large residential kind of area. But now we've actually kind of gone more outreach in terms of visiting senior citizen complexes and also some of the kind of schools then as well. So the actual nature of the library, mobile library service, has actually kind of changed over time then as well.
Okay, you change to adapt all the time. So if people want to find out about where it's available, the outreach services, obviously you have a website. Technology comes in handy there for the libraries.
Absolutely. I mean, our website is dublincitypubliclibraries.ie. If you go on to Dublin City as well, we're obviously very keen to promote we're part of Dublin overall services of Dublin City Council. So if you go to those two particular websites, dublincity.ie or dublincitypubliclibraries.ie, you'll find all the information in terms of from basic how to become a member, and then where is your nearest library, how to actually become a member, and then all the various range of activities mm-hmm. that's happening across the city.
I have to say, Dublin City Library is to be congratulated, because it's a great service. A lot of people maybe can't get out at all. Some people maybe can only get for a distance, so the library can be sometimes. I remember seeing up a clone shot there just up past the park near the railway station, and it was there for a couple of hours, and people just come out and have a look at it. And also the history attached to some of them. One of my favourite libraries of all is Pier Street Library, and that's still functioning, going well, and a great history there.
Yes, I mean, obviously, I mean,
well, apart from the GPO, of course.
I mean, you know, in say about 10 years ago, I mean, it underwent a kind of huge kind of refurbishment, redevelopment. So not only do you actually have the actual public library, say, on the ground floor, but you actually have the Dublin City Library and Archive. So that, I mean, there's conference room, there's exhibition rooms, and then if you want to kind of trace information, tracing your family tree, if you want to find out, you know, who was the Lord Mayor in 1925, mm-hmm. if you want to find out, you know, what was on making the news on the day you were born, whatever, any kind of query in terms of heritage or history, whatever, you can actually find that all in one place. Whether you want to check up births, deaths, marriages, anything to do with kind of history, that is the place to kind of go. And it's a wonderful kind of service. You've got your public library on the ground floor, and then on the ground, on the first floor, you've got your Dublin City Library and Archive. Mm-hmm. You're marrying your kind of all the information in terms of archives, all the information about the history of the city, and then the history of your local area, and anything you can kind of think of, you can be sure that the staff there will do their very utmost.
And the skills, the school's still brought there. Remember, schools used to be brought there, it'd be part of a day trip.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that was one of the things that we kind of go to great kind of effort and kind of resources to kind of promote our kind of service to the skills. You know, the range of activities can be from, say, a standard author visit. It can be, you know, to attend a particular kind of workshop or facilitator, or it can just simply be to find out actually about the library. Any inquiries that we actually have from kind of schools, we would always kind of make a special effort to kind of welcome them and introduce them to the actual kind of library service, to give them a card maybe that they can bring home to maybe mum or dad will actually sign up so they become a member, you know, bookmarks, anything that we can, you know, show them around the library in terms of the range of material they can actually find. We will kind of go to great lengths to kind of promote our service.
Okay, give us the website again before you go, Ter, please.
DublinCityPublicLibraries.ie.
Okay, and the library is down here and people can pop up and see you. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much, Terry.
We look forward to it. Thank
and
you
that's
very
much. Terry Wogan from Dublin City Libraries, and they do have the mobile library here, up past the Red Stables and the trams and all. There's everything, loads going on here at the Rose Festival.